This is JIS News. Coming up, high yields reported at New Forest Duff House Agriparks. KCC meets more than 50% of its property tax collection target, and Junior Tourism Minister renews call for a tertiary education trust. The news in detail after the break.
The Ministry of Education is reminding parents of its textbook cost guidelines. Texts for grades 1 to 6 should cost approximately $5,000 and $12,000 for grades 7 to 9.
We have been doing our survey, so we have been checking the cost of books. And by and large, once parents shop wisely, they should be able to meet their budget based on the guidelines that we have suggested.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean.
Teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT. But her dreams give her
wings and she flies. Now the news. Acting Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer says the technology being used by farmers at the New Forest Duff House Agriparks in Manchester has turned the once desolate area into a well-run farm. The minister was speaking to journalists following a tour of the park Monday.
Clearly, the farmers have done a lot of work here. They have accepted the new technologies that are being offered, which is the way to go where agriculture is concerned now. And we can see from the kind of produce and the yields that are here that this intervention has turned what would have been a desert into an oasis. And really, the production here is very, very high. It is helping to balance the difficulties that we are experiencing in other areas.
The main crops being produced are escallion, sweet potato, thyme, melon, tomato and pineapple. The 9 agri-parks are projected to realize foreign exchange savings of some $4 billion and provide employment for about 5,000 persons when fully implemented. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, the KSAC, has met 52% of its annual property tax collection target during the first quarter of this fiscal year. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brown Burke, made the announcement at the monthly sitting of the KSAC in downtown Kingston Tuesday.
The council completed its first quarter of this financial year on June 30th, and at the end of this period, we achieved a 16% increase in our own source revenue over the corresponding period of the last financial year.
Meanwhile, the mayor says the council will be seeking to install energy-efficient equipment to cut costs. Senator Brown Burke says an ongoing energy audit at the KSAC will be completed by the end of August, after which recommendations will be made for controlling expenditure. State Minister for Tourism and Entertainment Damien Crawford has renewed the call for the establishment of a tertiary education trust from which Jamaicans can access money to fund higher education. Mr. Crawford says the education trust could be similar to the National Housing Trust, where persons would make contributions and later apply for benefits. Mr. Crawford says research has shown that with a tertiary education trust of about 4%, the payment per month would be about $7,000, which he says would be more affordable than the larger sums many have had to pay back for tertiary loans. And Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ is implementing an electronic funds transfer EFT project to enable direct payment of income tax refunds into bank accounts instead of by check. Effective August, individuals claiming a PAYE income tax refund as well as pensioners are required to submit their banking details in order to receive refunds electronically. Communications officer at the TAJ, Shanti Erskine, says the initiative will enable a higher level of efficiency at the agency.
It will provide a more cost-effective method of making payment of refund, the reduction in processing time of refund payments by us, easy access and retrieval of records to show that a refund was paid, and reduction in the number of walk-in customers to collect checks.
Ms. Erskine was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Individuals applying for income tax refund should complete the standard Government of Jamaica client information form to be submitted along with your income tax form, the ITO-5. Forms can be completed online at jamaicatax.gov.jm at the Tax Refunds Section 116 East Street, Kingston, as well as tax offices island-wide. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.